Okunye kokuphume kulingqoqo kugoqela amacebo okuthola imali yokubhadala indleko yokufunda eMelika lokukubeka mgceke ukuthi abafundi bazabhekana lobunzima obuthile njengabantu abayabe besuka emakhabo okule mikhuba lempilo ehlukene le eMelika bangacabangi ukuthi kuzaba butshelezi isikhathi sonke, kodwa kumele baqinisele bekhangele abakuzokuthola emaphethweni ezifundo zabo. Unkosazana Andile Nobuhle Mpofu usanda ukugqiba izifundo zakhe eziphathelane lezamabhizimusi ekholishini le-George Washington State University khonapha eMelika uyajabula ngethuba alitholileyo empilweni lokuzafunda kuleli lizwe. Umbuzo osemlonyweni wabaningi ile ndaba yokuthi kulo mahluko na phakathi kokufunda kwelemelika lokufunda eZimbabwe. UMampofu uchazwa nalo mehluko okhona.
Kulo mehluko okhona sibili. Lapha singakuba naye ukuthi ngafika lapha ngabuya ngingumuntu obesata e-psychology, kodwa ngaphakathi ngasintsha ngako ku-psychology, ngasintsha ngako business, lapha sengikhona kathi something that ekhaya akhonisa ukuyenza. Kodwa lakho ukufunda lapha kungivulele iminyango eminingi.
UMampofu uphinde waphatha udaba lo mahluko okhona phakathi kwamasiko abantu beZimbabwe labeMelika.
Ngingathi-ke ngiphinde ngithi hhayi, ngithi-ke ngoba kuzavele kuthiyane indlela esiyenza ngayo thina ekhaya, indlela abayenza ngayo bona lapha.
Unkosazana Thanya Nyathi, esinye njalo isizalwane seZimbabwe esisanda ukugqiba izifundo eziphathelane lezokuba yintatheli izindaba ekholishini le-University of Columbia khonapha eMelika, laye uvumelana lo mbono kaMampofu ikakhulu kwezamasiko ethi ngempela athiyene kakhulu.
Indlela i-America efakwe ngayo ebantwini ma abantu bekhangele ukuba bephandle kwelizwe besemakhaya ngale Afrika. Ma ukhangele ucabanga ukuthi i-America yindawo enjani, uyakulo mcabango wakho lendlela yakho oyibona ngathi. Ungathi ufika lapha vele into zithiyene kakhulu, abantu bathiyene.
UMaNyathi uphinde wachaza ngokucakatheka kokukhetha kahle ikholeji lapho umuntu afisa ukuyafunda khona.
Ngibona kunesiqiniso kakhulu ukuba abantu kumele bebekwazi ukukhetha ikholeji abangafunda kulo, futhi njalo bebelazi ukuthi ikholeji lakhona lime kanjani. Mina nginje ngaqala ukufuna ukubuya e-Columbia University ngiveleni leminyaka engu-16. Ngase ngiyibone i-university yakhona inkulu, njalo ngase ngitsheliwe kaningi ukuba hayi kulama-university la othiwa ngama-Ivy League schools angu-7, Harvard, i-Columbia University, i-Yale University, i-Cornell, i-Stanford, Lanlan. Wona la ama-colleges amakhulu kakhulu kwakuthiwa kufunda vele ingcwethi, njalo kufunda abantu abahlakaniphile kakhulu, njalo kuyabathathi nje any muntu ongafuni ukufunda.
Ukutholakala kosizo lwemali yokuhlawulela izifundo ngolunye udaba oluthwalise abantu nzima kakhulu kwele Melika. Nxa sokungumuntu odabuka kwelinye ilizwe khona kuba nzima okuphethwe kabili, ngoba abadabuka kwamanye amazwe bahlawuliswa edlula izizalwane zeMelika. Kodwa uMaNyathi uchaza ngendlela isizalwane seZimbabwe singathola ngaso usizo lolu njalo singaludingaphi.
First of all, ngiqala ngokuba ama-scholarships akhona eAmerica, especially ezikoleni lezi eziphezukade ngizicamba. Izikole lezi yizikole zemali ngoba ngama-private universities. Kumele sibekwazi ukuthi abantu abathumeza abantwana babo kwizikole lezi ngabantu abalemali eningi kakhulu. Bona labo o-Warren Buffett yibo abathumeza nabantwana babo ukuthi bengene ezikoleni lezi, njalo bayafaka imali eningi kakhulu. Izikole lezi ziyabe zisebenzisa kwemali. Thina okumele sibe sikuyena ukuba si-apply kuqala ezikoleni lezi. Singa-apply noma bekhe bona ama-scholarship kabaningi in full, wona kuzamele uqale ukufuqa. Nxa ule passion njalo ule persistence, ungumuntu ovele ole drive yokuphusha izinto zakho, uyabafonela ubahlele ukuba wena hayi ungumuntu onjani, njalo ubabhalele incwadi ubahlele ukuba wena kuyini ulaphi.
Bonke bobabili bayavumela labaningi abadabuka kwamanye amazwe asebethole usizo lwemali zemfundo zokuhlawulela izifundo kwelemelika besithi akukho lula, kodwa umuntu angasebenzisa nzima njalo ngendlela eqondile ungaphakamisa amathuba akho okuthola usizo lolu ngama-scholarship lama-grants aphiwa ngabezigaba abakizo le nhlanganiso ezimeleyo lamankampani amakhulu. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngise-Washington DC, ngingu-Mike Hobe.